State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, mate.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Hey, Big Bang is here. DJ Scream, Baby Jade. We are Team Big Facts. We are fresh into 2023 and the streets is asking, where is Big Facts? We ain't seen no new Big Facts. We ain't heard no new Big Facts. So we here to set the record straight and let y'all know some things. First off, got to check on my family. Wellness check. Everything good?
Did you miss me?
Nah, we good, man.
It seems like everybody making changes for this new year. They're going to have to wait to see the visuals, though, to see what changes are being made.
Oh, no, it's up.
Yeah.
We got some new shit coming. And, of course, salute to everybody that's been supporting us. You know what I'm saying? We just had a 3-year anniversary. You know
that
what I mean?
Crazy,
salute to everybody
crazy.
That's listening to every episode, you know what I'm saying? Leaving the positive ratings on the podcast joints and everybody that's watching this on Revolt and everything. And we speaking that 2023 is going to be the biggest year ever for Big Facts.
For sure.
Yeah.
Continue to get bigger.
That Benny now.
You said the who?
That Benny that bag.
Oh, Benny.
You're trying to go get that Benny.
I've been trying to keep up with bang lingo.
Yeah, man.
Benny. How you spell Benny? Can that be spelled?
B-E-E-N-I-N-I-N-I-E-E-E. Beanie Nee.
Beanie Nee.
So what, it's 2023 so far, it feel like a lot of positive energy. There's a lot of positive things going on, but it's a lot of it's a lot of weird shit going on too.
What
I want to take a moment to say, man, we can do rest in pieces forever, but rest in peace to Gangsta Boo. That just came out of nowhere.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Big Scar. Rest in peace, Big Scar.
That was crazy.
We gonna get to
all that happened in 2023, right?
What, 2022, yeah. The end of 2022 with Scar, right?
Like no, that shit happened like the first or second day. No,
that was the last week. It was like a day or two before, I think, the new year. And then Boo was the first or second day of the year. You know what I mean?
So, damn.
Definitely prayers, you know what I mean, for their family.
Shout out to Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters,
she
passed
died.
Away.
That's one of my idols, like, for real. That's who I'm inspiring to be, her and Oprah. Real. Like,
you saw her checking on who she checked, the Kardashians, that classic. She checked them, like, y'all really don't do shit.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Barbara Walters a GOAT. Salute to her.
Yeah, she didn't play.
Yeah. Well, how y'all feel about 2023? What y'all think? Like, the energy amongst us is very positive.
No, yeah, feel, seriously. You know like, mean? Personally, it couldn't be better. But, like, outside of my bubble... Man, throw that shit away. Like, I'm straight on 2023.
Hey, already?
Big
personally, but, like, just from a outside looking in standpoint.
Shout out to big homie Kodak.
That boy, big homie Baloney! This mother son of a gun.
They're doing an audio exclusive. They miss us.
Audio exclusive.
Yeah.
Big homie Yikes. I already seen you, Nick.
Hey, but shout out to shout out to the shit show, which is also going to do some amazing things
for sure
this year. But 2023, I already feel finna be a shit show. It's finna be a shit show.
Yeah.
And I think everything that we are used to or shit just finna change. It's finna be different.
Like, I used to wake up every morning and, like, grab my popcorn, but it's like now, I don't even want to see that shit. Like, I don't even indulge anymore because it's like, it's too much. Like, it's too much.
Like, what's going on that I'm missing?
You really want me to say it?
Yeah, because I don't be seeing, bro. I done went in the bubble, though. I ain't going to cap. I done.
Listen, in all, we ain't got to get too deep in this. There was a time in football where they was trying to evaluate what a catch is and all that shit because they couldn't figure out what a catch is with the referees and all that shit. They figured it out. And I'm saying that just to say, I think we just don't, like, or maybe we're making
it
too complicated.
Yeah, where you going with this
ring? Because I'm confused. What complicated, like, what is snitching? What is it? I'm confused. I'm just saying. I'm not putting no names or no shit. I'm just confused.
What you mean?
What is snitching?
You know what snitching is.
No, I don't.
Any
form of cooperation.
Any form of oversharing.
So if somebody cooperates, but the general public says, oh, that's not snitching.
How?
I'm just saying what the general
public. But you know,
we're
living in a world where everything is being, it depends on your status. You know
what
I'm
getting at. That's
because if certain people would do less than whatever another person did, then it'd be like
that's what I'm getting at.
You know what I'm saying? It all depends on how much money you got.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's how we do it in 2020.
Nah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, and then on top of that, what Black was saying, like, we living in a world where niggas pick and choose.
That's
what's right and wrong.
But that's a shit show. You can't. So you can pick and choose the rules. In anything, let's just get past that. I'm saying, like, we just gonna pick and choose the rules.
But everything has been remixed. What's real is remixed. What's fake is remixed. Mm-hmm. You gotta think, everything that fake look better.
Mm-hmm.
Fake teeth look better than real teeth. I'm just being real.
Right.
Gotta get me some. I'm just saying. Fake teeth look better than real teeth. Fake booties starting to look better than real booties, man. Fake eyelashes look better than, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think we could go all the way and say fake is real, though.
It ain't real, but I'm saying it looks
better. It appears better. That's
that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, you gotta, like, we're in a world of perception.
Mm-hmm.
So perception is what you make it these
perception
days.
Perception is reality.
Yes, it is right now.
That's confusing to a certain extent.
Bro, you can have somebody coming out telling the real, honest to God truth about something.
Mm-hmm.
If his status not what it is, he's a hater.
Mm.
You can have a fake ass nigga with status saying some bullshit, but that's real.
So to the people, go ahead.
I was gonna say also, if the nigga without the status is saying the real shit and it goes against popular opinion and nobody else backs him up or validates him with a certain level of status that people respect, then again, it's some bullshit or it's not the truth.
So to the people listening that pride themselves on living a certain way and following certain codes and standing on certain morals, what do we advise they do? Live in a bubble?
I advise the people that still standing on their codes and morals, just lead by example. Man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't preach it to them. You just got to show it to them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't come out here and tell you, you need to do this. I'm just going to show you that I'm doing it.
Mm. But if you are you right here by Jay, if you see Jay doing some fucked up shit, because this is where it comes to, if it's somebody you don't fuck
with,
that's one
day. It
depends
on if I know she can receive it or not. If she can't receive it, I ain't finna tell her shit.
Okay.
But if I know she's, what do you call
receptive.
It? Yeah, if she's open to that, she want me to tell her, then I'm gonna tell her. But if I've told her things before in the past and I see she lying to herself, why would I try?
Sometimes you just got to let people bump their head.
Mm-hmm.
In the process, though, if you're around them, let's say you're around them consistently, if you don't tell them, is that enabling it?
Nah.
Are they going to assume, she going to assume that what I'm doing
is because eventually, if I'm around you and you're constantly doing bullshit and I've tried to, like, steer you into the right direction and you still don't listen, then eventually we're going to separate anyway because I'm not going to be able to align with you and what you're doing because it's going to go against me and what I'm doing.
Facts.
Says.
At the end of the day, you're gonna know when you done fucked up with somebody because they gonna back up. No matter like I always say, I can love you from over there, but I ain't got to have you in my space making you jeopardize my space. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like at the end of the day, man, 2023, man, mind your business.
Mind your business.
That got to do with me?
It ain't got nothing. You right?
If it ain't got nothing to do with me, it ain't got nothing to do with me, man.
Yeah, that's real.
Is it what it is? Because you can be telling, like I say, you can be telling the honest to God truth about your opinion, and people can actually feel like their opinion, but they gonna go with the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was saying. Popular opinion.
Some people rather stand with the truth. So by themselves.
So popular. But what we said is not saying we agree. So popular opinion can change the rules.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. It can't change the. It can change. It can sway.
It can change the rules of. It can change the rules of a follower, but it can't change the rules of a real person in real life.
It can sway opinion.
It can sway opinion.
Okay. But some people get so upset at the truth tellers or the people that are telling the truth that they take their opinions of the truth and try to switch it around and use it against them.
Facts.
Yes.
That happens a lot.
Nah, the main thing about it is we got to discredit you first. You know what I'm saying? We got to discredit you so when you do tell the truth, it just look like a lie.
Mm. Bingo.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to dig up everything that I know on you and put that out.
Mm.
So when you tell the truth, it won't even seem credible.
Mm. Now that makes sense.
That shit crazy, man.
Like I said. The best thing to do
is mind your damn business.
Mind your business, man. You know what I'm saying? If it don't affect you directly or don't affect, you know what I'm saying? Nobody that you love, man, mind your business. I feel like at the end of the day, we can only speak to the people who want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I speak, on this podcast or anything else, I'm speaking in general about what I went through. Mm-hmm. Like my pain, my suffering, my change, my peace. I'm going to speak about that. So if you take something that, cool. Mm-hmm. I don't want to really speak on what's going on in the news because we're not a news channel.
Right, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're going to let the other people who do that.
Yeah. If you ain't feeling the rules, do you play the game? That's what I'm trying to say. If you're not feeling the rules, do you play the game?
Give a better example.
If you're not feeling the rules, do you play the game? Let's say popular opinion says that this is the way to be at the top, or this is what's beheld. You know what I'm saying? This is the person, or these are the people that we saluting, and these are the people that we showing love to and giving flowers. But that happened with the rules being changed. And in your head used to be like, okay, it used to just be about, let's say, like a rapper or some shit, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sell your albums, tour, make your money. You got money. You stay honorable if you're a street artist and so forth. Then they crown you gold. They salute you and all that other shit, right?
Right.
But if the rules change and you're in the rap game, and they completely change, and it's no longer about how many records you're selling and no shit like that. Maybe it just becomes some clout.
What is it
shit.
About now?
And then the number one rapper is considered whoever has the most clout, or whoever trolls the most. And you're not feeling the rules no more. What do you do? Because you're a rapper.
Said I don't listen to that shit.
I'm not talking about you. I'm saying if you were a rapper, Jade the Rapper.
Oh.
Jade the Rapper, this is what I learned. This is what I stand on as a street artist. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying?
But said, I'm still standing on what I believe in. I'm not going against what I believe in just to make a dollar or just to get some fame or notoriety.
Right.
I'm not doing that. If I make it, I make it. If I don't, I don't. But I'm not compromising. I'm not compromising my morals and my values for a quick come up.
So that's the answer. You don't. If you're not feeling the rules, you don't play that game. You play your own game.
Exactly.
Okay. I can go for that. 2023. It's gonna be a shit show. It's gonna be great for those. It's gonna be great for us.
Isn't it already? It is.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't it a shit show or great?
Already.
A shit show? Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But that's a continuation of a 2022.
Is gonna be a shit show, man.
For sure.
Yeah, Buckhead.
But it's a continuation of the 2022 shit show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all we could do. What else on your heart? What else on your mind for the 2023? What y'all want to tell the people? What y'all want the people to know, man? Mind your damn business. That might be the name of the whole
show.
The whole shit.
You gotta mind your business, man, because at the end of the day, if people want to hear it, they'll ask you for it. So if you ain't asking me for it, I ain't finna tell you.
People be asking now.
Huh?
People be asking.
Oh no, they be asking us about other people.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't want to hear nothing about no other person.
People be asking.
So what they gonna do for us?
Yeah, nah, we minding our business. We minding our business for sure.
I tried that, bro.
You tried what?
Tried to goddamn be the one to set the record straight. That shit don't work. That shit don't work.
Everybody should be entitled to speak their truth. Everybody should be able to speak their truth.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to speak it, but, you know, I don't even see no need to because it ain't going to change shit.
It might change somebody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. All they got to do is listen to us. We still going to speak on things.
Right.
But not on people.
People, situations.
You get what I'm saying? Well, I don't want to speak on situation. We're going to speak on what it is. Like, you just asked me what telling is. Mm. And I said, any form of cooperation with law enforcement. Mm. It's just what it is. If you're a criminal, right. That makes you a snitch. Now, if you're a citizen that don't do crime, don't do nothing, by all means, you pay your tax, you can tell whatever the fuck you want to tell. But if you are a criminal and you are involved with criminal activity and you turn state evidence or any type of cooperation with the police, you are a rat.
So if, but also is as it pertains to involving other people, because if you alone go rob a bank and you decide to take a plea deal per se, because you robbed a bank alone, and you say, I'm going to take a plea deal and pretty much tell on myself because I don't want to do this long time. I'd rather do this short time. That's cool because you're cooperating on yourself.
You ain't cooperating on yourself. You just took accountability of your actions.
Right. You took a plea for yourself.
Yeah, you took accountability. Taking a plea don't make you a rat.
Right, for sure.
Taking a plea and implementing somebody else makes you a rat.
For sure. Okay, clarity. That's what I'm on, clarity.
Yeah, taking a plea and throwing somebody else on the bus makes you a rat.
Three people go rob the bank, and you give information on the other quote-unquote criminals.
Yes, ma'am.
If three people go rob a bank, and we all saying, we everybody else saying we wasn't there, and you say we were there, you told.
Right.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just saying, right or wrong.
Right.
At the end of the day, it is what it is. Like, you can't get around that.
Period.
To each his own, though. You know what I'm saying? To each his own. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the significance of nobody's business.
Right.
Like I say,
it ain't our business.
What that shit got to do with me.
Right.
But to clarify, when you ask what that is, what telling is, or snitching is, if you cooperate as a criminal, you're a rat.
You signed up under a different code and you broke the code.
Yeah. But if you are Miss Zadie or Uncle Wilbert, who go to work, pay your taxes, mm-hmm. and if you see a crime happen, if you want to tell, that's what you that's can that. You can do that.
Right.
You're a citizen.
Mm-hmm. So if the person,
even if you've been in the streets and you got out,
about to say,
if you've been in the streets and you got out,
if you declare that I am now a citizen,
you still can't tell.
Hell nah, you can't.
You still can't.
No,
cause bro, you know what you know.
You know.
You know what comes with that.
You know how it affects. Yeah, yeah. Right. I agree.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
Just cause you were cause you managed to skate and not get into any kind of anything where somebody had to tell on you, you know that like okay, you're still obligated to abide.
I can't, but that's
rules.
My personal opinion.
That's my
opinion. I can't say that. I can't say that because somebody change their life, they change their life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they might be a law-abiding citizen now.
As
I don't
long
know.
As they can look in the mirror.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I can't say that. Me personally, I still couldn't goddamn call the police on no nigga and say nothing about nothing.
Right.
That ain't my business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if I turn the pastor key on. That ain't my business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just because certain shit that's supposed to be in you don't supposed to never come out.
Mm.
Right. They said they need answers. About what? When I
get big facts. Big facts, big facts. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
LASIK
LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Keeping it all the way honest, do you think 5 years from now, a lot of this shit stuff in our culture is just going to be accepted for the new generation?
Shit already
I'm talking about on a whole nother level. I'm talking
it
about
is. All. What do you mean?
Yeah.
This shit is, bro. Certain shit that used to go on, bro, you couldn't come back to this to the rap community after that happened. Mm. You couldn't even get your chain took and then still be a rapper. You couldn't even, you know what I'm saying, get beat up, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just, it's different, bro. And you know, I can't say it's good or bad thing, but it's different.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even just period. It's like, social media makes it where you can justify things.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
No,
yeah,
you justify
it. It makes it where the accused can put their spin on shit and, again, like you said, sway the opinion.
Mm-hmm. Because they have followers or a following.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, man, it is what it is. I feel like 2023 is going to bring, it's going to shift back over to blessings and high vibrations and peace.
I like that.
And,
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? As long as you stay in your lane.
Right.
Like Kids of Rock. Shouts out to Kids of Rock. Shouts you said the yard.
What kids? Man. You ran into Kids? What kids? Yeah.
Nah, he used to say the yard. Like, you know the yard used to be, after our spot, he'd be
Graveyard
full of
Graveyard Entertainment.
Yeah,
he used to be full of gangsters. He'd be like, man, everybody gangsters just stay in your lane.
Yeah, that's real.
As long as you don't cross over nobody else's lane, ain't nothing going to happen.
Yeah, that's real.
We ain't going to have no wrecks.
We ain't going to have no wrecks.
Right.
So if everybody just stay in their lane.
I like that.
It ain't going to be no wrecks, bro.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, so if Buddy them over here telling in this lane, why would you go over there in that lane and you not telling? Did he even talk about that?
That's real.
If these folks over here killing, why is you in their lane worried about killing if you ain't trying to die or kill?
Right. No.
These folks over here podcasting.
Right.
Why? You know what I'm saying? Everybody just need to stay in their lane.
Stay in their lane, mind their business.
And mind your business.
That is definitely the error that we're in.
Yeah, that's it, because you ain't going to be able to, you ain't going to be able to change how people feel about how they feel.
So what you do when you in your lane, but you got people trying to get in your lane and get in your business?
It depends. What you mean? When you get it, when you get in my business, I gotta learn how to ignore that because you's an idiot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get in my lane as long as you ain't violating me in my lane.
Right.
You get in my lane with that mouth, that ain't nothing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That comes with who we are.
Right.
You know how like when you go balling and you like balling with some little kids and they can't get the ball all the way down in their lane and you put up the bumpers. You gotta put up bumpers.
Put up bumpers. I like
that. You gotta
that.
Put the bumpers up. Like,
put up bumpers.
Block like, all that shit out. Block the extra shit out so you can just go straight ahead. Like,
yeah.
Cause at the end of the day, bro, you can't stop nobody. Look at you. You're DJ Scream. You wake up every morning, work out. You've changed.
Mm-hmm.
You think everybody's gonna like that?
No, absolutely not.
Right.
So when you see a motherfucker saying whatever, coming in your lane, saying the wrong shit, that's just giving you confirmation that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit should feel good. Like, I used to erase bullshit comments off my page.
Mm-hmm.
And niggas say something. Now I just leave them like, thank you, brother.
I be liking them.
Yeah, like, you turned, bro, thank you.
Yeah.
Even though my comments turned off, but I'm just saying, like, on my videos, you can't turn them off. So it's like, thank you, King.
You can now.
Oh, well, I'm just saying. You get what I'm saying, Queen. Yeah. Like, thank you, bro. Like, you think the people that supposed to be, feel like they supposed to be right beside you doing the same thing that you're doing is going to congratulate you?
Right, embrace, right.
How?
Unless they have a pure heart.
I'm just saying, like, but if they got a pure heart, they damn near right there with you anyway.
That's real. Yeah.
Even if they ain't in here with you, they with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They rooting for you.
Like, Rip, now ain't no podcast, but he's with you.
Right, exactly.
Tank them on Blue Pop, them nigga with you.
Right, right, they with you.
You get what I'm saying? Like, they with you. So, you know what I'm saying, bro. Motherfucker who can't get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Still talking about the nigga that they knew.
Right, 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 right. And why they ain't do this and why they ain't do that and they ain't do this for me. All that type of shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, man, It won't be a car wreck, man. It won't be a wreck or accident or fender bender if you stay in your lane, man.
No type of collision.
It won't even be a nip.
Put on that seatbelt. Put on the bumpers.
If you stay in your lane, man. Real shit, man. Nah, because at the end of the day, it's like this, man. How you going to stop a motherfucker from feeling how they feel?
Okay. Impossible.
Even if he feel good or bad.
Okay.
You don't know what people are going through.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
You don't know what type of lazy pussy ass nigga his girls just called him before you left the house.
Oh, God.
You don't know what his kids are saying to him.
Yeah.
You don't know what these people are going through. Some of these people need help, like mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to see that there is something wrong with you.
Son.
It's not me. You're not mad at me.
You're mad at yourself.
Real shit. You're mad at the situation and circumstances that you're enduring.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Jay, Screamer Bank. Yeah, you got to fix your EY Pelly, man. You got to fix your character, man. You have to fix your character, man. Better go to the tree. Oh, doing four days tonight.
Oh,
nah, but
God.
On some G shit, though, real shit, though, bro. Once you start looking at shit differently, bro, that shit become different.
It does. Like, we're going to say your mind creates your reality.
Real shit, bro. Like, I used to be so fucked up in the mind, bro. Like, just thinking so stupid. Like,
you're gonna
talk a motherfucker out of being them.
Right.
And my wife had told me that, like, babe, what your problem is, you see people for what you want to see them as instead of what they are.
What they are.
Yeah.
That shit stuck with me. And I'm going to give her that forever. I've heard that plenty of times, but she said it one day about a certain person, and that shit just stuck with me like, God, you right. I'm steady trying to see what a motherfucker could be, but they showing me exactly who they are.
Right.
And that's just how you got to look at life. You want life to be, you want to wake up and want your life to be, or want things around you to be a way, but they already what they are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we could want the world, we could want this rap game to be silent, we could want, goddamn, the world to be silent, and people to be like, that shit, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It's going to be what it's going to be.
Get in your lane, man. Put the bumpers up. Real shit, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, man. Gotta stay in your lane. Goodness gracious.
2023, man. These guys stay in their lane, man. This is how I join you.
Yeah, join you.
I'm coming from the free throw line on mine's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real shit, bro. It's just like, I feel like the more you take time out to disconnect, bro, you'll finally connect.
That's what you got to do, though. That's what people don't know. They be so caught up in the mix that they ain't. Think about it. Some people haven't took no time to sit down and think for a long time.
Right.
Just sit down and use their brain. They always talking, they always in the mix, they always doing this and that, and they ain't even sat down just to know themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And once you know yourself, then you ain't gonna let certain shit get to you.
Facts.
You'll be in your lane automatically. You ain't even gotta really, you just automatically gonna be in your own bubble, in your own lane. Like, you ain't gonna be worried about no other shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. But to the people who have not mastered their yin and yang, right? Get to know yourself. Take some time in silence. Get to know yourself. Because I just see so many people react to other shit and jump into the mix of other shit that creates more shit, creates a bigger shit show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like if you were just, like, man, say, mind your own business, it'd probably just not be such a shit show.
Right.
You know what I mean? What you want to say to the people, Jade? Other than put them bumpers up.
Yeah, you got to put the bumpers up. Like Black said, you got to stay in your lane. And
do females have these issues? Like culturally, I'm just saying, culturally, it seems like the females, well, I guess maybe I'm just speaking musically, but it seems like the females just kind of are staying in their lane, getting their money and just.
Nah.
They be having issues.
We have problems too.
Really?
But it's just.
Not on the surface.
Yeah, nah, like, the problems that, like, females have just aren't as...
Street.
Nah, females have street problems, too. Yeah.
They
but
just...
But we don't speak on certain situations, but
right.
Females have street problems, too, but it's just, like, unless it like gets to a certain point, it's not as publicized or it's not considered as big of a deal as if it was some shit that a nigga was going through.
Mm. Isn't that weird though? Because it's like, ain't it supposed? Generally, if you're just stereotyping, you would say, "Well, the women run their mouths and do all that and this and this and this and this." But it don't seem like the males are doing more of the talking and running their mouths. That's what I'm saying.
And like, that's why everything is so much on the forefront, because you expect bitches to gossip,
right? That's what I'm saying. But
when niggas do it, it's just weird, so out of character and so mind blowing until people are hanging on to every word, and you know I'm saying this and that, whatever, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, it's just like, I don't know, man. It's just, it's a major role reversal. Like these last few, however long, like
right,
it's just really getting crazy out here.
Yeah.
And that goes again to like the Lane thing. Like if you're a man, be a man. If you're a woman, be a woman.
Seems simple, right?
Yeah, it seems simple.
Yeah.
But you know.
Seems simple. Well, yeah, 2023, stay in that lane. We're going to do what we do. We're going to stay in our lane. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a massive year. So we love our listeners and supporters. So we had to tap in and just let y'all hear our voice and let you know we're here and we coming. We got some big shit coming. Big Facts Fridays is coming.
For
bigger
sure
and better than ever. Big Facts the podcast, Big Facts Live, Big Facts Merchandise, Shit Show 2023, Jady Cakes.
I'd rather hang with Jay.
Right.
Real shit.
I want you to hang with me, dog. When I be with you, Jay, I stay out of trouble.
I'd rather hang with Jay, man.
It's crazy out here.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? It's going to be okay, though.
It is okay.
It's gotta be okay.
It's already okay.
It's what you make it, bro.
It's yeah, like one thing about it, man. You can't grow without the rain either. You know what I'm saying? Stand out in the sun, yeah, it gonna melt.
Melt, yeah.
If you just stand in
shrivel up and die.
Yeah, you gonna need some rain to balance it out.
Need that moisture.
Yeah, you gotta balance this shit out. You can't grow with just the sun alone, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, we want just the sunshine, man. We need some rain too. So let it continue to rain, man. Well, I take everything as a blessing.
For sure.
That's just how I look at it. I take everything as a blessing. When any type of trial or tribulation or any type of mishap happen, I just be thanking God for that too. Because you could be in a situation that, well, you can't even endure it. Dead or laying in a hospital bed or fucked up behind them bars.
Right.
Shit. So niggas be upset that they arguing with their girl and this the end of the world. Or you upset that you lost your money gambling or whatever it is that you might go through that you think just the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Just go online and Google somebody that's worse off than you.
Yeah.
They going to show you, boy, there's some folks fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just be looking at everything as a plus, like, man, it ain't fucked up.
Mm-mm.
I know I can Google some shit that's fucked up.
Yeah, right. For real.
Yeah, fuck Googling. I can look at some shit.
Yeah, like up. You watch Instagram, you see some fucked up. That won't be on that shit no more,
yeah,
bro.
It could yeah, me neither.
Bring your own mood down.
Yeah, you can see some shit that's fucked up. You want to see some fucked up shit?
Yeah.
And that shit drains your energy. Like looking at all that shit, man. Like that shit ain't it.
Shit fucked up. So at the end of the day, like I say, man, for those that don't pray, pray to whoever you pray to, man. Ask for some understanding, man, some wisdom and some knowledge and some peace and some
prosperity.
Prosperity and clear your heart out. Get your heart clear, man.
Because
heart
yeah,
if your heart ain't clear, man, hey, man. If your mind and your heart ain't clear, yeah, you're dead already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You walk around this motherfucker looking like you're in the best condition with a fucked up heart, but you destined for nothing.
Right.
That's real shit.
Real shit. So at the end of the day, man, I'm just praying every day for patience and clear my heart some more. Some more and some more and some more. So I can receive, because I firmly believe in what you put out is what you get back.
Definitely.
110%.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying my best not to fall off the wagon.
You're going to be straight, man.
Nah,
you
really
got a great
shit.
Support system.
Nah, yeah. Real shit. I appreciate y'all too, but but I know what to do though. I know you got to remove yourself.
Yeah, you got to unplug.
That's the main part. You have to remove yourself.
The only thing with that, you're right. But the only thing with that is you're protecting your energy, you're removing yourself. But at some point, you're going to have to get in the field. Oh, and no, at some point in that field, it's going to be a, you know.
But the thing about it is, if you stay removed, when you're not have to be in the field, when you have to go in the field, your mind is already, and your heart is already clear.
You only go to the field, you only visit the field when it's a necessity.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have an aura.
Don't hang out in the field.
Right, yeah, exactly.
When you hang out in the field with no purpose and you ain't doing shit, that's when you get
you're
in
draining
the
yourself. You know what I'm saying? So by the time, my battery going to be charged when it's time for me to come outside, like I'm going to be full of positive energy. You know what I'm saying? So if I come out and take it down to 75 or 50%, I'm going to go charge back up.
Right.
Next time I'm going out, even if it's the next day.
Yeah.
I ain't
going to wait until my shit get down on zero and then talk about, like, I need to, you know,
I'm not running around doing nothing for nothing.
Mm. Right.
Those days are over with. I'm not coming to your birthday party. I'm just being real. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you feel how you want to feel. I'm not coming.
Right.
Give a fuck who it is.
Right.
Unless I know what it's gonna be.
Right.
Like, so save your invites.
Right.
Just being real, bro. Like, only way I'm gonna go if I just want to go. Like, I'm not doing it out of obligations like I used to. Like, I gotta go, cause it,
Yeah, that's another thing too with me. Like, I used to be a people pleaser, and I used to like try to appease everybody and try to make everybody happy. Man, that shit ain't talking about nothing. I was drained at the end of the day, and everybody else was like, everybody else was good.
They took your energy.
They took all my pieces of my shit, and you know what I'm saying, whatever, and made it do what it did. And then I'm sitting here like over here like exhausted. Like looking stupid for no reason. Nah, that's another thing. We ain't doing that no more. We ain't doing that no more.
Why we can't turn? We should turn these on. We could have recorded this shit.
I don't know how to use this shit, man.
It's cold as hell in here too.
Y'all keep talking. I'm gonna change the air. Talk.
Hey, Scream.
Stay in your lane, nigga. It's the yard. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. It's
a Craig bunch of dancers in there.
Stay in your lane, man. Ain't want nobody crash.
That shit over with, huh?
Oh, God.
What? Hey, that shit
like,
been over with.
I'm saying, like, the yards or the Coco Locos, the Crucials and all that. That shit over with.
Yeah, it don't be
with,
shit
huh?
to do. Like,
it's going to be a damn fool to go some shit like
that. Yeah, all this shit going on.
That's the field you're talking about. That's the wrong field.
Man, that's the goddamn battlefield.
Right. Yeah, so it's over.
Yeah, that shit. It ain't even really no clubs.
If you want to just go have a good old fashioned Atlanta time, not just, you know, just good time in the city, just it ain't going. Unless you go to the shit show.
That ain't that kind of shit, though. This grown assessment.
Grown assessment.
Them niggas in there with your pants sagging and shit.
Yeah.
Trying to get in with a gun. We don't need you in there with that.
Right.
I don't know where you're going to have that type of things you have to go, like, to Macon or something. You know, they still got them ratchet parties and clubs and shit that's turned up. But
yeah, all the ratchet shit got shut down in Atlanta. It really ain't nowhere to go. They done turned the strip clubs really into the ratchet parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, strip clubs, yeah.
Because it ain't nowhere else to go. It ain't nothing else to do.
I don't know, man. I've been to the club for 30 years, probably 30 some years straight. So.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm burnt out on this.
It's just when you get them folks from out of town, they be like, what's going on? And it's, I don't know, nigga. Go figure it out.
Like, a lot of niggas be calling when they get to, I'm in the city, bro. What's going on?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I tell niggas straight up, bro. I don't be outside like that, bro.
Yeah.
I go outside, it's a occasion.
An occasion. A reason.
You know what I'm saying? It's a reason. Like, niggas is finna, man, I'm finna be another grandpa soon. Just had another grandbaby. I got 2 grandbabies. I got another one on the way.
Salute.
Living in the red. They finna have a grandbaby. Have me another grandbaby, man. Hopefully it's a boy. I ain't got time for that, man. I'm Pawpaw. Pawpaw doing in the club with them folk, man.
Oh, man.
That shit over with, bro. You got that one thing about it, too, the old niggas. You got to know when it ain't your time no more.
They don't know,
to do
bro.
Certain shit.
They don't know.
You got to understand when the jig is up.
They don't. No.
Like, I ain't even tripping when they call me Unk now.
Right.
I used to be tripping. Like, year before last, I used to be like, don't call me Unk. Bro, I want to be Unk now.
Unk pops
I ain't tripping, bro. Call me whatever the fuck you want to call me, man. Those you will violate me, man. I be Unk.
Right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's like a form of I'm gracious to
it's
say.
It's like a term of endearment.
Yeah, I'm gracious for that because at the end of the day, I can say I live to see bro.
And that's the way living.
That's a major accomplishment.
Staying alive and living. think that.
Man, fuck living, just staying alive nowadays. Like, man, this shit out here is treacherous.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. I don't understand that. I ain't even trying.
Yeah.
Like, it used to hurt my feelings that I couldn't get through to people. Mm. Like, she used to do something to me, bro. Mm. I used to be wanting people to get certain shit so bad, but then that led to people feeling like, you just want niggas to think how you think. Mm-hmm. It ain't that, bro. I just saw something else in you.
Yeah.
So I had to finally come to grip that you just a hoe-ass nigga, and I got to accept that.
But this the beauty. Yeah. This the beauty of it now. Yeah. This the beauty of it now, right? Because we don't have people walk up to us. Now you're getting across to people. Even if you don't know them, you're getting across to
them. Oh, boy, my DM, bro. I can let you read some shit. Now a nigga just sent me, just made me feel like, oh, yeah, man, you on some up. Let me let Jay read them and see if I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, now just
the... But see, he don't go outside. I be outside. Mm-hmm. So I get
bro,
the walk-ups
this shit at
and,
the grocery
you know what I'm saying,
shit.
All this shit. Like, mm-hmm. people coming up to me like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Like,
read
all
that right
of
now.
Shit. Hold on. Hey, you got your shit so damn.
Yeah, just because Nick can't be rubbernecking read my shit.
Okay, to Big Bank Black. Keep inspiring, bro. Your journey got people everywhere saying, if Bank can do it, I can do it. Aww. From fitness to the peace you got. That peace is a glow on you, bro. Niggas can tell you found a certain level of peace now.
I love it.
Real shit.
Aww. I love it.
That shit don't make you want to keep going.
I love it.
I go on my other side of my DM. I be hitting them nigga back to him following you, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Yeah.
Nah, that shit. So at the end of the day, you ain't going to always be able to reach the people you want to reach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Reach.
And you ain't got to preach it, bro. Just do it.
Just do it. Example. Yeah. Walk by it. Living it. You know what I mean? www.bigfactspod.com. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, leave positive ratings, do all that shit. Follow us, you know what I'm saying? All that good shit. And we here, 2023. We ain't gone nowhere. Saw a couple haters on the Twitter talking about it might be over with, blah, 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 blah.
Who said that?
Twitter, man. I be on Twitter.
Oh,
just people
might be. What that mean, might be over with?
I'm just saying, like, as soon as an episode ain't dropped, then it's like, I don't know if they're still doing it. You know what I'm saying? The haters.
They ain't getting the hate, bro. That just niggas just like, man, come on with this shit.
Nah.
Nigga be DM me like, bro, come on with this shit.
Yeah, like, what y'all
come
doing?
Come on with
like,
that shit different than that shit might be over. You know this shit ain't over with.
Fuck them niggas.
That's what I was saying.
See what I'm saying? Y'all getting them that energy.
Those are not haters.
Those are not haters, bro. That's inspiration.
Inspirers.
Okay. Well, thank you, niggas.
Thank you, inspirers.
Yeah. Pick the bump up and thank him.
Thank you for the weird energy.
We're going to show you that it's not over. We're going to come back. We're going to come back bigger and better, man.
Yes, give us some time.
We need to do a photo shoot and all this.
We're on the charger. We have ourselves on the charger.
Yeah, man.
Charger.
That ain't hate. That's a misunderstood person.
Right. Yeah.
That's it. He's having his own problem.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with
us. Probably just walked in outside bed with a Johnson in my mouth, all type of shit, bro. You never know what be going on with a nigga,
Facts.
All right. I learn something every day. I learn from Bank. I'm going to try to exercise that.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Saying that shit work,
no
bro, because at the end of the day, bro, you can't let no nigga own no real estate in your brain.
No, for sure.
That shit, get what?
I got condos in that bitch head.
Nah, real shit. Get what, though? For you to still remember that.
Yeah.
He got a hope to you.
Let him go, Scream.
I be dismissing that shit so fast. Like, bro, it's a new shit I do called rejection. Mm-hmm. Even with myself.
What's that?
Like, you if I think thoughts, of some bullshit, you got to say it out loud. Like, I reject that bullshit. That ain't finna happen to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, 12 get behind me, I'll be like, man, get your whole ass out behind me. Nigga ain't finna pull me out. Mm. He going on around.
Okay.
Yeah,
I gotta try that.
The same shit you say, like, damn, he finna pull me over. Then when they gonna hit the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You done spoke it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you done said it. Once you speak, like, man.
Yeah, that tongue is powerful.
Chad, mm-hmm. nigga, this ain't what you want. I ain't get out behind me. Mm. I'm protected.
Yeah.
Going on around, let me like, damn, this shit works.
Yeah, for sure.
Even negative thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, even sure. negative thought, negative vibe. When you see a negative vibe, instead of speaking on it or turning your face up, like, I reject this negative vibe from this person. I'm finna go remove myself. Mm-hmm. They'll walk the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now that I do that with the when it comes to people and shit, I just like whatever.
But I ain't even showing that I'm doing it.
Right.
Yeah. Like you just think it.
Yeah.
You just whisper it to yourself or like say it loud enough for you to be able to hear it, and then it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the atmosphere, and it's like a shield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. Your aura. You got to protect your aura.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, yep. There it is. We're here. 2023. Big Bank. Salute. Baby J. Salute. Scream. I'm here. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Big salute.
Big salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.